It's Wednesday, September 11th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Republican Dan Bishop, the anti-trans bathroom bill guy, narrowly wins last night's special election in North Carolina. Meanwhile, the census finds that the number of Americans without health coverage is growing despite a strong economy. And lastly, United Nations investigators say U.S.-led forces may have committed war crimes in Syria.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
NBC News is reporting that Republican Dan Bishop narrowly defeated Democrat Dan McCready in a special election on Tuesday in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. Bishop backed the state's controversial bathroom bill, which prohibited transgender people from using the bathrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identity. The extremely close race, which cost both parties a combined $13 million, was being closely watched for possible signs of weakness among Republican voters. The results could still spell bad news nationally in 2020 for Donald Trump, who was forced to go campaign for Bishop in North Carolina on Monday. Looking ahead to next year, there are 34 Republican-held congressional districts that are even more competitive than this one. The number of Americans without health insurance increased in 2018, according to a Census Bureau report released Tuesday. The yearly report found that 8.5% of Americans, or 27 million Americans, did not have health insurance at any point in 2018, up from 25 million in 2017. This marks the first year-to-year increase in the percentage of uninsured Americans since the 2008 to 2009 census report. And Vox points out that the report finds perpetually high uninsured rates in states that have refused to expand Medicaid under the ACA. Who'da thunk it?
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
United Nations investigators say that coalition forces led by the U.S. may have committed war crimes when carrying out airstrikes over Syria that killed and wounded civilians. The investigators say that the coalition's Al Jazeera Storm operation resulted in high civilian casualties, most notably in a series of bombings in January, which left 16 civilians dead, including 12 children. The investigators did not forget about Russia, whose targeting of medical facilities, schools, and farmland in Syria might also amount to war crimes. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
From NBC News, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has been blocking state law enforcement agencies from investigating student loan service companies by refusing to provide states with information relating to allegations of illegal activity in multiple states. The Washington Post reports that the Trump administration's plan to overhaul the housing finance system will make mortgages more expensive for minorities and aspiring homeowners in the South, the Midwest, and rural communities. A new Washington Post ABC News poll finds Trump is falling badly behind all of the leading Democratic contenders. At the top is Joe Biden, who leads Trump by 15 points, Bernie Sanders by 9 points, and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris both have a 7-point edge over the president. And a CNN poll finds 60% of Americans say Donald Trump doesn't deserve to be reelected. Trump's approval rating remains about where it was in mid-August, with 39% approving of the job he's doing and 55% disapproving.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.